officials have debuted the interpretive display on walkway over the Hudson. The sign draws on data collected by the Hudson River Environmental Conditions Observing System station at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, one of 12 monitoring stations in the Hudson River's estuary and tributaries that records data every 15 minutes on such variables as temperature, salinity, and oxygen levels. The walkway sign uses a radio signal to display real-time data from the Marist station, which displayed a temperature just shy of 70 degrees and a low turbidity level on a recent fall afternoon. Dr. Stuart Finlay, an aquatic ecologist at the Millbrook-based Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies, spearheaded the effort to develop the sign.
And so the turbidity has continued to improve since the beginning of the summer, and so conditions for the plants in the river and things like that are better than they were. People look over the railing at the river and they say, it looks dirty, it looks murky. And in fact, this is a way of saying it is murky, it's naturally murky, and it fluctuates for reasons we understand reasonably well.
Finlay explains that the current theme is water clarity, with information posted pertaining specifically to clarity. He says themes will change from time to time, and water temperature is likely the next topic. Conditions are monitored from the Upper Mohawk River to Albany to New York City. Finlay says stations helped provide data during Hurricane Sandy and Hurricane Irene. Fran Dunwell is the Hudson River Estuary Coordinator for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. She says data from Hurricane Irene, for example, can inform decision-making in shoreline communities.
There are a number of ways that this system is already helping us make management decisions and help communities. One of the things that Stuart talked about was sediment that came out of the Mohawk Valley, came out of the Catskills into the Hudson. We were able to determine where it was coming from, which streams were putting sediment into the river, and how far it would go. We now know, for example, that most of the sediment that came out of the watershed during the storm was deposited pretty much north of this bridge.
Dunwell, who called the new sign and its data a window into the unseen river, adds the following.
So that helps us understand if we need to manage transportation in this area, shipping, if we want to restore aquatic habitats. Knowing how much sediment is coming in, knowing where it's coming from, is directly useful to our ability to manage the river. In terms of communities, helping them understand on a real-time basis, if there's another storm, to know what's happening downstream, what's happening upstream.
For the passerby, the Cary Institute's Finlay says he hopes one or two pieces of information stick.
In the short term, we hope that people that are using the walkway for recreational or just tourist purposes will get some sense of what's happening in the river. Again, some sense of connection with the river so they understand that it's changing a great deal, someone's watching it, someone's trying to look after it for them.
The DEC's Dunwell says the information is useful for a range of residents and workers along the Hudson.
Having this information in real time is extremely useful to people who are managing infrastructure, water facilities, sewage treatment plants, people who are planning and zoning for the waterfront. All of that is helped by having this information.
For a link to a website with the real-time data, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.